Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back on this gloomy Friday the 13th. And as usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you for tuning in. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. So please tell a friend, a coworker, tell somebody about the podcast. If you have friends that like podcasts, tell them about my podcast. It's only 20 minutes. I'm pretty dope. Just tell them. So go, hey, check this out. Even if you listen once, even if you just download it and never listen to it, just have them download it. I don't really care. I do, but I have to act like I don't. But appreciate it. Yes, it is Friday the 13th. It is cold. It's wet, rainy, overcast, gloomy. It is a recipe for a horror movie today. And I'm staying in because I'm superstitious, baby. That's right. I am. I'm a scary dude. Yep, you're not going to catch me out here falling, twisting my ankle, getting chopped up, you know. And it's like, I don't even believe in, I would say I'm just more scary than I really am superstitious. I don't know, are those interchangeable? Because I will walk back around if I'm with a friend and they split a pole. But I've made myself before, like, you're not doing it, and I was fine. But it's so true, man. Your mind makes shit real, man. It really does. Like, my wife watches Paranormal Activities and Paranormal Survivor, Ghostly Encounters. Like, I don't believe in any of that shit, but I respect it, and it's scary. But do I really believe it? No. I don't know. I've had friends that have had paranormal encounters, and if I have, I didn't know. But I've had a friend who claimed to have a ghost in their house, and they were like, "Oh, you should come over," because every year they have like this sausage party. They get all these sausages, and I was just like, "Yeah, I'm not going over there." So I am scary. I don't believe it, but I don't want to. Here's the thing. I just figured it out. I don't believe it, and I don't want to be forced to believe. I don't want to be forced to become a believer. Go, holy shit, I saw something. Now I believe in spirits and ghosts, because that would just add yet another layer of anxiety to my brain that I don't need. I don't need to be worried about ghosts. So, look, I don't believe it, but I respect it. And if you say you got a ghost in your house or this thing, I'm not going. I just don't fuck around with that kind of stuff. You know? And like all those zombies in Haiti, it's like, I don't think that's real, but I tell you what, I'm not going to fuck around with it. I'll tell you that. I got to get this podcast back on track. But I like voodoo, black magic, all that, I don't believe in it. I don't. I just don't. But again, I'm not going to respect it, because no one, all this shit is, they're always like praying or chanting or doing some spell to make something bad happen. And it's just like, something bad is going to happen anyway. It's just like, you're a human being. Something's going to go wrong. Maybe not today, maybe not a week from now, but something, you're going to blow a tire, you're going to lose a loved one, you're going to roll your ankle, you're going to, I don't know, something bad is going to happen on some level. And if you're the one putting these curses and hexes on people, you can always just go, yeah, I did that. It's like, you didn't. This shit was going to happen anyway. It's just like, for me to get me to believe, just go the other way. Tell me that, like if you know I have a bad carburetor, do you even have carburetors in cars anymore? I don't even know. Or, you know what? This is simpler. Like, I got like a quarter tank of gas in my car right now. I mean, is there any magic you can do to just make that shit full? That's the thing, man. It's just like, it's so easy to go, yeah, I'm going to make something bad happen. Fucking make some good shit happen. Make somebody a millionaire out the blue. Then I will believe your magic. But yeah, the bad shit, that's going to happen. I don't buy it. But anyway, I'm going off track here. So I guess I'll start with my milestone. For those who don't know, I have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I like to talk about the things that he's going through. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's not. Like right now, there's nothing major going on with him other than the fact, like, he's an early riser and he will not, like, even when he was a baby, he never napped. Today, he had a 2-hour delay for school. He wasn't going until 10. He was up at like 6. And he is running around, he's doing jumping jacks. I'm like, dude, you don't have to go in for like 4 hours. You don't want to lay. He's like, no, I don't want to lay down. I'm up. I want to get dressed for school. And it's just like, now we got to get up. And now that I'm saying this, I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to go buy like a little smaller little milk container to put milk in. And I'm done getting up. I'm going to tell my wife, like, we got to be done with getting up. Especially on the weekends. It's like, you can get up. You can make your own cereal, man. Get your own breakfast, and we'll be down shortly after. Just take care of yourself. You're 7, man. You should be able to handle this. I think that's fair. 7 years old, you can make your own damn cereal. So I think that's what I'm going to do today. But then again, it's Friday the 13th, and I don't really want to go anywhere. That's crazy. I've literally have not gone places because it's Friday the 13th. That's pretty sad. It's pretty sad. And yeah. And what's funny is, like, if anything bad happens today, is people are just going to be like, oh, it's Friday the 13th. It's like, it was going to happen anyway, man. It was going to happen. Now I'm afraid to even go out of the house for real now, because I've talked about it so much. I feel like Friday the 13th as a person, and they're just listening around the corner like, oh, for real? You think I'm a joke, nigga? You think I ain't real? I'm going to show you. That's my mind. That's how weird my brain is. I'm picturing it as a person. Like, they want to get even. But anyway, man. Man, you guys ready for Christmas? You ready? All the holiday shopping done? Have you started? We've decided, man. I'm done with all the gifts, man. It's not what it's about. He'll get a couple things. And I know as a parent, and just as an American, you find all these, you feel all this pressure to just have a mountain of gifts under the tree every year. Like, it's a status symbol. So you can just post your picture with all these boxes under the tree. I ain't doing it, man. He's getting 2 things. That's it. Getting 2. I don't want anything. She doesn't want anything. And it actually feels good to not feel that financial pressure to have to buy some BS. You know, it really does. So I don't know. Now I'm to the point where, like, my biggest thing is what am I going to eat on Christmas? That's what's more interesting to me. What can I shove into my gullet? You know, what can I make as an excuse because Jesus was born? It's like, yeah, why are you eating 3 racks of ribs? Oh, it's Christmas. You know, that's why. That's why I'm eating. I haven't had ribs in like 2 years, man. Ain't that crazy? Almost 2 years, no beef, no pork. I'm like a hero. That's what people do to you. Man, I'm pretty great. I should post this on Facebook. I feel strong, powerful, empowered. Yeah, so I don't know, man. My brain's all over the place today, man. So, oh, this is what I want to talk about. Couple things, and I'll be done. My wife and I, we don't really go out as much as we should as a couple, just because of our schedules, and we're not really big on babysitters. But we had the opportunity to go see Queen and Slim, a Lena Waithe film. It was all right. I'm not going to spoil it, but I will say this. Now, we've all seen a ton of horror movies, thriller movies, movies where people are being chased or they're on the run and they do dumb shit. They fall, they make noise, they don't listen to the other person, they end up getting people caught. And we're, especially black people, we're always like, man, these white people are dumb. We would never do this, man. Black people don't do this. Black people, blah, blah, blah. If black people had this movie would be 10 minutes long because we don't do X, Y, and Z. Queen and Slim, has destroyed that argument forever. Premise of the movie, they're on a date. They get pulled over by the cops. Things go awry. She gets shot. He ends up getting into a fight with the cop. The gun, he gets the gun, kills a cop. Now they're on the run. And it's like a national manhunt for these two people. They are known. They are fucking Bonnie and Clyde. Known armed and dangerous fugitives. And at one point in the movie, they're talking about something. And they see these horses on the side of the road. Spoiler alert. This is not going to advance the plot at all. And he's just like, I've never ridden a horse before. And she's like, my uncle used to raise horses. It's such a beautiful thing. So they stop and hop the fence. And he starts riding this random horse bareback. And it's supposed to be like this beautiful moment. That is the whitest shit ever. That motherfucker's murdered a cop. And here y'all are stopping on the side of the road to feel free, riding a bareback horse. It's like, come on, man. So we have killed the shit black people won't do in a movie argument for good, thanks to Queen and Slim. Not a bad movie. It was entertaining. I enjoyed it. Definitely try to support, black art. It was a little heavy-handed with some of the metaphors and stuff, but I enjoyed it. So, check it out if you like movies like that. It's kind of like a how people bond over tragic situations. It's that kind of feel. So, I liked it. It was enjoyable. It was a decent film. So yeah, you should check it out. You should check it out. And I will admit, it's nice seeing dark skinned folks on the big screen, not your stereotypical Hollywood standards of beauty, but two good looking people. And just trying to support black art and expand my horizons, because typically not a type of movie I would go see in the theater. And that has nothing to do with it being like a black movie. I just don't go to the movies that often. And you can watch it at home. If I go to the movies, I want to see something like, I need to see this, 20 feet by 30 feet or whatever. I don't know how big a movie screen is. Like, I need to see this on the big screen. I need to see it super loud. I want the whole ambiance of the popcorn and the soda and all that. But it was nice for my wife and I to get out together and go see a movie. We need to do that more often. We really should go out more often. And, oh, man. So, one of my favorite comics, Michelle Wolf, her special came out a couple of days ago. Excellent special. It's called Joke Show. She's one of the best. It's funny, I actually got to meet her in New York a couple weeks ago. Actually, I met her a couple of months ago. She was super drunk. It was her and Che. They were so hammered. I don't think they really remember, but I got to meet her again. She was still kind of drunk, to be honest. But I always thought she was like biracial or something. No, she's just white, and I got to tell her that. She was like, so funny. People always think I'm black. I was like, yeah, well, you kind of seem like it to a degree. But dude, her special, man, so good. She's one of the best, man. You have to watch it. You got to see how she works. It's great. Like, she does this whole chunk about just shitting on feminists, and I love it. I can't lie, I love it. And she also shits on men, and it's just like, that's how you do comedy. That's exactly how you do it. She came out, and she was just, I mean, she opened her special on animal rape. I mean, that's ballsy in itself. And then I love watching the audience, especially in today's society where women, especially white women, liberal women, can do absolutely no wrong. They're never wrong in a situation. They're never to be questioned. Their actions are always right. They're always, you know, they think this shit don't stink. And she calls them out on it, and I love it. They get super quiet, and it's just funny to see how they react to being shit on when people like that love to watch comedy where guys are getting shit on and it's a lot of hooting and hollering, but then when the shoe is on the other foot, they get super quiet, and you can tell they weren't feeling it. They were kind of upset, but they listened. And it's just funny for the people who can dish it, but they can't take it. That's one of my biggest gripe with these white feminists. They can tell you how you're wrong a million ways a Sunday, but the moment you even suggest that they're flawed, it's like, oh, you hate women. So the fact that it's coming from a woman, they can't really say that. And I don't like, that's not the part that I like, love. I love the fact that, like, she just lays into them, and you're like, man, she is letting these bitches have it, and I love it. And then she just flips, and she just starts trashing dudes. And it's just like, there you go. Now you don't, she's not taking sides. And I think that's what comics really are supposed to do, is to call out the hypocrisy and the bullshit and the nonsense of society. And that would be everybody. And there are people who want it just to be one-sided. It's like, no, we can't examine society from one angle because you think that this group of people, their time is up and it's our time now and it's a time for self-help and self-improvement, and it's all about becoming a better person and all this self-care shit. It's just like, also with the self-care stuff, you got to realize the shit that you're doing wrong. You can't be told that you're great all the time. All this stuff, I'm taking care of me, my mental health. It's just like, but you're being an asshole right now. Or it's like, you're just being lazy and afraid to even challenge yourself. It's just like, you don't always have to take a mental health day. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Sometimes you do need it, but sometimes I really feel like we're just being weak. And right now, people kind of applaud it because you can hide your weakness and your unwillingness to change and adapt and get better as protecting your mental health. And people will applaud you for being weak. You know your true intentions, but we also know how we can hide our lack of wanting to get better, the lack of wanting to do any type of self-inventory and self-examination, because it's painful and it sucks. So we just go, oh, my mental health, I can't, you know what I'm saying? I need to make sure my mental health. And people will applaud you. They'll go, oh, you recognize when you're getting to your limits and you want to take care of yourself. It's like, sometimes you're just being a piece of shit and you don't want to work on yourself. Sorry, I went down a rabbit hole there. But I just love the fact that Michelle Wolf, she's attacking everybody. And at some point in time, everyone in the audience is like kind of upset with her because they're being talked about, but it's also funny. And people don't feel attacked because it's like, oh shit, she's reading everybody. It's great. I think people are missing out on great comedy all because they saw the Correspondents' Dinner. They're huge Trump fans and she made fun of him, and now you're fucking butt hurt. And you think she's a libtard. And it's just so funny. And I said this last time her special came out. All these feminist SJW comics I know, they're always talking about we need more headliners. We need more female comics. Female comics get no respect. And the thing is, Michelle Wolf is one of the best comics out right now. And they don't support her hard verbally and on social media, just publicly, because she's not towing that leftist, feminist, SJW line that they would like her to tow all the time. Even though she is a feminist, she calls them out on their bullshit. She calls dudes out on their bullshit. And I fucking love it. She gives it to everybody. All the jokes are cleverly written. Great tags. Just great premises. The way she flips things on his head and go, oh man, that was right there. I never even thought about that. Because everybody is trying to go this way. Michelle Wolf's like, I'm gonna take mine here. Everybody wants to try to be on the right side of history and doing this. I'm gonna veer off and go here. And she's fucking great at that. So please check it out. She's dope. And that's my time. So there's a show. That's the show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter @ChrisAllenComedy. Peace.